It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hello, Clayton. How are you this morning?
Good, Mikey. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Averagely well. 80% well.
60% well. No good getting kids' germs.
No. Or family germs, we'll call
family
them.
Germs.
Let's call them family germs. You've got a movie for us today.
Yes, I've got The Square from director Ruben Östlund. Won the Palme d'Or last year and got nominated for an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah, won some awards. And it's about a respected curator at a contemporary art museum whose life tends to fall apart with the... he's got this new art exhibition that gets installed and he gets mugged and just... It's a whole kind of existential crisis that hits him.
Oh, dear.
Now, it's not too serious. It's actually kind of funny and, like, it's a satire on the art world. And I bet when it was played at Cannes, a few people squirmed in the audience because it just hits right close to the bone for those sort of arty-farty people.
So it takes a bit of the mickey out of the wanker crowd, does it?
Yes, it does. And like a good satire, and also not only the art world, like called it, sort of the advertising marketing too, because this exhibition comes with this controversial ad campaign. And you're just thinking, like, God, this works so well because a lot of it's taken from the real world. Like, Ruben, there's a mugging that happens early in the movie, and that happened to Ruben. A lot of the art exhibitions and artists and performances that happen in the movie are based on real artists.
I'm so terribly upset about that time when the Kardashians got robbed.
Oh, totally.
Oh, like, just very upsetting.
Totally relatable. And what I like about it, it's like all these like little scenes that you can relate to. Have you seen Force Majeure?
Yes, a great, really, really great movie.
Another Cannes-winning movie, won the jury award, and that is very similar movie. Lots of like awkward scenes, and the director, like, he just locks off the camera, and these scenes play out, and you're like, oh, this is getting uncomfortable. Oh, it's getting really uncomfortable, and then he just pushes past these boundaries, and you just sit there, go, oh my god, I can actually really relate to half of this. There's a scene. Oh, it's got stars Klaas Bang, Elizabeth Moss, and Dominic West. And there's a scene with Elizabeth.
Who's Klaas Bang?
Klaas Bang. Sorry, he's a Danish actor, and he's coming up in the next Girl in the Spider Web. You know that sort of series of movies, like the girl, the Dragon Tattoo.
All right, so Girl in the Spider Web. Is that the next round?
Yeah, okay. So he's starring in that. And there's a scene with him and Elizabeth Moss, who plays a reporter, and she confronts him in the museum, and like as they had a bit of, you know, casual.
See, I'm ready to go with Elizabeth Moss straight away.
Oh, she is brilliant in this, and just these awkward scenes that you're like, they're just relatable. And the thing is, he bases all these things on real life, and there's a scene on the poster and the DVD cover with a guy called Terry Notary, who's being an ape in front of this big black tie dinner. Right, and he's like, the scenes, he's the movement choreographer for the Planet of the Apes movies and Hobbit, and he's running around pretending to be an ape, and he's jumping on tables and splashing water in people's faces, and it's super awkward, but like, it's just beautiful. Like, it's one of these big scenes that goes, like, it just pushes the boundaries, and you sit there going, man, like, the director, like, he hired Sweden's, like, 1%, all the rich art benefactors, they're all up for it. They're all up for, like, being terrorized by this guy. And it's all about focusing on the danger of herd mentality, how, like, all the, you know, the problem is today's society, like, kind of looking after number one and not caring about, like, people who are less fortunate.
Yeah.
But all these rich people are just, like, cowering in fear until someone actually gets attacked, and then they sort of become... like beasts themselves. And it's like, it's the movie's got a lot to say, which is, you know, good.
Sounds a bit full on to me, Clayton. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Ooh, it is a bit full on. It is 2.5 hours, so it's a bit long. But I think, you know, if you're interested, if you like Force Majeure, you know what you're in for, and you actually...
Force Majeure, should we run through what the plot was for that? Because it's a really good plot. It's a family on a skiing holiday.
Yep.
And then they're out on the deck having, like...
Without spoiler in it.
Just having breakfast out there before they go for a beautiful day skiing up in the Alps up there. But then there's a mini avalanche.
Yes.
Comes in, and it looks like everything's everything suddenly goes tits up, and the father, instead of going back to make sure his kids and wife are okay, runs back and grabs his phone and then takes off again.
And then
comes back, and then his wife goes, did you come back and get your phone? And then left us here.
And that movie deals with the fallout of that. And like,
it's just such a it's a great movie. That yeah, really great.
And I think if you enjoy that, you'll enjoy this. It's got moments that you sit there and go, oh my god, I've been in that situation. And I think, you know, and the director himself, he's just very talented. And he, like, he'll take a scene and just shoot it like, you know, 50 takes and just till he gets what he wants. And
yeah.
If you force majeure is like, you sit there and like, oh my God, like, I've been there. So
yeah.
I think, you know, if you enjoy that, enjoy this one. And
left your family behind, is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay.
Those little awkward relationship moments.
Yeah.
But sure. It's this one's pretty dark at times, funny, but, you know, really well made. And I think, yeah, just, you know, give it a whirl.
I'd like to give it a whirl. I'd like some BFM listener to give it a whirl. We've got a copy of it here, a copy of The Square to give away right now. Just text in the word square with your name and your B card, and the first person to do that, 5395, will win a copy of this on DVD, thanks to Mad Men. Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you, Mikey.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.
And it's in colour.